As Sonoma Clean Power ramps up its rollout here in Sonoma County, legislation moving through Sacramento would both undermine that process and preclude any other California communities from starting a similar enterprise.
AB 2145 is an attempt to stop community choice from happening in California. It's similar to Prop 16, which was a California ballot initiative sponsored by PG&E back in 2010. This bill is just another attempt to stop community choice and ensure that the monopoly utilities continue to be the only choice for customers throughout California.
Don Weiss is the executive officer for Marin Clean Energy, the first community choice aggregate energy supplier in California. She explains that the bill in question, AB 2145, attacks the financial viability of these alternative power suppliers by requiring customers to proactively choose to participate rather than opt out if they do not want to be involved.
In order for a community choice program to launch, there has to be a critical mass of customers in order to procure energy for them and to finance the purchase. Energy is a commodity that you have to buy it in advance. It has to be scheduled onto the grid in real time to serve customers. And it's really not possible to accurately procure for a customer base when you don't know if you're going to have a customer base.
The legislature studied that matter back in 2002 when they passed the laws that allow community choice power suppliers to operate in California, adds Ann Hancock, executive director and co-founder of the Climate Protection Campaign in Santa Rosa.
The state legislature went through how do we have to set this up so it works, and they decided on the opt-out versus opt-in at that time. So this is revisiting the legislation that already set the program up so it could be viable and changing that so that it basically kills the program.
While PG&E is the driving force behind AB 2145, the bill is by Stephen Bradford, a second-term Democratic assemblyman from South Los Angeles, who is also a former utility executive. And the power company has also plugged in additional political juice from the California Labor Federation and the State Building and Construction Trades Council. That's a lot of lobbying firepower, which worries Hancock.
The trade unions are powerful to Democrats in California, and what the utilities have done is form this alliance with the trade unions to get this bill passed. There's a lot of money pouring into the legislative coffers right now from the utilities and the unions.
On the other side, Don Weiss notes that there is growing opposition to the bill from environmental groups, local governments, and renewable energy producers. She's hoping that an active informational campaign will prove effective in countering Bradford's bill.
The supporters are using a lot of misinformation to confuse the decision makers and the public about what the facts really are and what the benefits of our program have been. So giving accurate information has been really important. I think once folks understand how community choice works, it's really hard to not support it.
The measure has already passed in the Assembly. It will get its first hearing in the State Senate next Monday afternoon. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.